From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for pre-dawn suicide attacks that killed several people early Friday in the heart of Kabul, Afghanistan. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is a few blocks from the scene of the explosions. She says the attacks occurred near guest houses on Friday morning, which is most like Sunday morning in other parts of the world.
If the guest houses were in fact the target, and these are foreign guest houses, apparently at least one of them caters to Indian workers, of which there are a large number here. So the idea being that if they do this pre-dawn attack, even on a Friday morning, that everybody might be inside sleeping. So that can actually create more issues. But at least one of the explosions, we've been told, went off next to the city center, not inside at intersection. But again, in the guest houses, one would assume that they're still in their beds, very similar to what happened with the major attack on the UN compound back in October.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul. A bipartisan meeting with President Obama and leaders of Congress ran an hour longer than planned Thursday, but failed to produce any big breakthrough on health care legislation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama wrapped up the health care summit by challenging Republicans to do some soul-searching. If they see room for compromise, he said, a bill could be finalized within a month or 6 weeks. But the president acknowledged there may be no political advantage for Republicans in making a deal with the Democrats.
And if we can't, then I think we've got to go ahead and make some decisions, and then that's what elections are for. We have honest disagreements about the vision for the country, and we'll go ahead and test those out over the next several months till November.
Democrats have been laying the groundwork to move ahead with a health care bill using a budget maneuver that avoids the threat of a Republican filibuster. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The House of Representatives has voted to extend unemployment benefits and other programs set to expire within days. Senate approval of the bill would give unemployed Americans who get health insurance through COBRA a few more weeks of coverage. The moves are meant to keep programs afloat while Congress debates over a jobs bill. Canada beat the United States 2-0 in the women's hockey competition in Vancouver. The U.S. Nordic team made up for the loss on the slopes. American skiers Bill DeMong and Johnny Spillane were the top scorers in the Nordic combined. DeMong says the plan was to catch up to Spillane and then take over.
I had to ski up to him alone, and then we had to go together like it was a team time trial and do the best we could to work over Bernard Gruber, and it all kind of worked out.
Gruber, who had a 34-second head start after jumping the farthest of the hill, took the bronze. This is NPR News. New York Congressman Charles Rangel has been formally admonished by his colleagues for ethics violations. The chairman of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee was cited for not fully disclosing his Caribbean trips funded by corporate funds. Rangel denies any wrongdoing and calls the panel's findings disturbing, saying the staff members failed to inform him and the panel of the corporate funding. Two committees are looking into allegations that Rangel failed to pay back taxes on rental property in New York and a vacation property in the Dominican Republic. New York's Governor David Paterson says he might consider suspending his campaign for governor amidst allegations that he interfered with a criminal case involving one of his top aides. Elsa Chang from member station WNYC has the story.
For months, Governor Paterson has been insisting there is no doubt he will run for governor this fall. But now, Paterson says he's talking to other Democratic leaders around the state to consider what they have to say about that.
I'm obviously listening to them. I've got an open mind about this thing. I want the Democrats to win in November.
When asked directly, yes or no, did he personally call the woman who alleged she suffered domestic violence at the hands of his aide, David Johnson, Paterson still refuses to answer. He says the state attorney general is officially investigating this matter, not the media, and answering that question publicly now would only impair the investigation. Paterson says he has no plans to step down. For NPR News, I'm Elsa Chang in New York.
I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.